Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account and is titled, "Girlfriend thinks she is 80% the reason for my success and got mad when I told her she is not," and it does come with an update. I've been dating my girlfriend for about 3.5 years now. I'm 29 and she is 28. Overall, our relationship is great and we have a good dynamic. Today we hosted some family members because I got a huge promotion. While her mum was congratulating me, she said something along the lines that she is 80% the reason for what I have achieved in life. To this I just said, "Yeah, you wish." After this, she has been pretty mad at me that I don't appreciate her, which is not true. I do appreciate her and acknowledge her help, but 80% seems a bit too much to me. To be fair to me, it's me who has a double master's and an ACCA qualification. It is also me who has worked 85 hours a week for the last 4 to 5 years. To her, I'm trying to take away her sacrifices and just being an ungrateful douche. It's not like she stayed back and hurt her career for mine. She did also work towards her, but only got a bachelor's and has worked 35 to 40 hours a week for the duration of our relationship. I see this as a little red flag. Not enough to end the relationship, but I would like to get the credit where I deserve it. She says we can talk when I am ready to acknowledge what she has done for me fairly, which to her again is 80%. How the fuck should I deal with this? My mum thinks that I should just agree with her if that makes her happy, but I don't think that's fair to me. Any advice and opinion on my relationship? English is not my first language, so please forgive the spelling and grammatical errors. Then OP added some additional information, so went on to say edit. Looks like I need to add some info because this is being asked again and again. We don't live together. We'd planned to move in together, but due to COVID, we couldn't. We did help each other financially, like loaning each other money, but that was for like 3 months at a time. I don't see why people here think I'm trying to flex working 85 hours a week, but I'm not. It was info that I thought was essential to give context in the post. 85 hours is no flex, but I had to do it to turn my life around. Me saying above that she only has a bachelor is just a comparison for the sake of this post and to give context. I've not ever shitted on her achievement and considered them inferior to mine, nor have I claimed 80 of what she has achieved. To be honest, if she wouldn't have quantified it, I'd have no problem with it, like I myself say, that I couldn't have done it without her, but 80%? Now, come on. People also seem interested in why and how I work so much. Well, I have a job every one of us does, which is 40 hours, 6 days a week, and I was also trying to get my business started with my brother, which I worked around 40 to 45 hours, 7 days a week. If you average this out, this is equal to 12 and a half hours, 7 days a week. Although that being said, I couldn't leave one or the other. I needed my job to pay bills and have money, while I also wanted to get the business established so I could chill a little. Right now, I think I just have to keep this for a couple more years to get everything where I want it. Edit 2. I did mention this in another comment. The things she has done from my point of view, and that I know she did, are being emotionally there. She loaned me a significant amount of money once on short notice, which I paid back to her in 3 months. I have done the same for her. She also takes care of my dog once or twice every 2 months when I'm out of the city, and I'm grateful and thankful to her for these. My house chores, cooking, cleaning, and laundry situation is different than most. My neighbor has a catering business, and I have worked out a plan with them for 3 meals a day. I also have a maid that comes 2 times a week, so my place is in living condition and not a pile of shit. I do my own laundry like I should. And we do have an update to this post, but the thing that I found really weird in this situation, I'm not sure why, I may be looking at it from a weird angle or whatever, but the fact that they're arguing over a very specific percentage, it's not like, you know, I done so much for you during our relationship, can you just respect that? No, I've done 80% and not a percent less. How dare you? But N. Karens now says, so you don't even live together, and she's got it in her head, your multiple degrees in hard work are because of her sacrifice. How the fuck? What did she even sacrifice? Not seeing you every weekend. To which Opie replies saying, only seeing each other once a week did suck. I'm not gonna lie. But you know, we both were trying to be somewhere by the time we are 30. The emotional support was there, but I can't quantify it. But if I was able to, it wouldn't in hell be 80%. Sexy replies that saying, look, this shit isn't reasonable no matter how you slice it. I have a very demanding job, but my girlfriend is in grad school. So I work, but I also come home and take care of most of the household items and our pets. You know what I'm not doing? Her work. When she graduates, I'm going to take zero credit for what she's achieving right now, and we live together, so I'm able to offer slightly more support than your partner was to you. If I were you, I'd take a long hard look if you want to be with someone who feels comfortable trying to lay claim to someone else's successes like that. On the bright side, you may end up with a brilliantly overpaid middle manager in your life, at least. Trenner says, y'all are absolutely crazy. First of all, they don't even live together, so it's reasonable to assume he's taken care of wherever he lives, mainly by himself. Second, she hasn't provided any financial support to him while he's been doing this, and all you people can concentrate on is how he's diminishing her achievements. What the fuck? She has literally, in front of her family, attempted to take 80% of the credit for his ridiculous amount of studying and work, and you people want to talk about diminishing achievements. This sub is wild sometimes. Look man, I'm in the same boat as your partner. My girlfriend has almost finished the final part of her 4-year nursing degree, while working pretty much full time throughout it. She goes to work, comes home, goes straight into study for hours, therefore I cook our dinner, clean and tidy the house, make the bulk of the money and try to make her life easier any way I can, but I would never, ever attempt to tell anyone that I deserve any credit, let alone 80 fucking percent, and I think I'm probably doing more for her than your girl is doing for you. That shit is wild, and the fact that she's pushing the issue is just another red flag. Do not do what your mum says and just agree with her to pacify her, as this could set the groundwork for a very unhealthy relationship. Sit her down, speak to her maybe, ask her why she thinks she deserves 80% of the credit for the work you've done, and go from there. And I wanted to find some of those comments that commenter was talking about, and I found one from Dinosaur Domination who says, okay, look, two things. One, she shouldn't diminish your hard work and achievements and claim responsibility for your successes. But, two, you are diminishing her achievements. Quote, but only got a bachelor's and has worked 35 to 40 hours a week for the duration of our relationship. Then says, this is not a relationship. This is an adversarial competition and it's toxic. You both need to readdress your priorities and work as a team. Not your success is my success and I'm going to diminish all that you do. Toxic. Jay Park says, silly argument, especially since the relationship has been good. I remember those days before kids and marriage. As the primary breadwinner for my family, I don't perceive this as much more than a silly debate. My wife supports me and takes a lot off me, which helps me succeed. If I had to deal with the additional stresses, it would for sure impact my overall functionality. Plus, being with her and having kids truly motivates me to be the best. Also, there is no way to quantify how much your lady has helped you, but there's a fact. Your life would be much different without her. Give your queen her flowers and remember, next to every king is a queen. And one more from Great Scott Race who says, in quotes, she did also work to hers but only got a bachelor's and has worked 35 to 40 hours a week during our relationship, then says, fuck off lol, I worked very hard to only have a bachelor's and I work hard working 40 hours a week. If that's your attitude towards her, no wonder the mother made that comment. So now let's move to the update to find out what happened next. So the update says, girlfriend and I talked about what happened and how we both could have refrained from saying what we said. After talking it out, the best option seemed to be take a break and be friends. Most people in my last post wanted me to sit her down and make her write her contributions, which honestly, no offense, sounded like a terrible idea. It was too confrontational and I knew she couldn't have written anything meaningful anyway. Like, what was she supposed to write that she got me an Egg McMuffin the other day? I simply asked her what was going on and why she got so upset when I was dismissive, rightfully in my opinion, of her outrageous claims. She admitted 80% came out wrong, but she only doubled down on it because I handled the situation horribly. I do appreciate her being there, but her literal contribution to my life is close to none, other than the $3,000 she lent me once, which I paid her back 3 weeks later. I can't think of anything else. As for the emotional support, I 100% agree that was there and made things a little easier now and then. I still have a few more years to go before I have my business all sorted out so I can leave my job, but until then, I'm sticking to my schedule. This break kinda also makes sense with the promotion. I got transferred to the HO and will definitely increase the distance between us. Managing the business will be a little difficult, but my brother has agreed to manage all local activities fully, so that eases my burden a lot. My brother owns part of the business. This is not the way I imagined things to turn out, but here we are. She brought up to remain exclusive, even though we're on a break, which made little sense to me. As of now, there are no boundaries and we're just friends. We have worked out most of the stuff and will iron out the remaining problems as friends, and probably will date again if either of us didn't find anyone else. Also, wanted to say to all the people that jumped on her, she isn't a bad person. We all say stupid stuff and do ridiculous things. It was just not her day. Edit, like one commenter said, just be exclusive. Then, during the break, if either of you wants to date or sleep around, then that person can make the break into a breakup. Then says, I'll talk to her about this. This honestly didn't come up in our conversation and seems like a good approach. There also seems to be a misunderstanding. If you read my original post, I said that English is not my first native language, so probably that is why I said it didn't come across right. We talked about this, we both agreed on everything at the end, and everything is clear to both of us, and we do want the same thing. Guys, also take it easy on the English, some references you're all using, I don't even understand. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? What if you was in girlfriend's, what if you was in boyfriend's position? How would you feel about being in either of those? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And our next story comes from Walker Mile, who says, am I the arsehole for telling my husband I won't be cooking for him anymore because of the comment he made? My husband doesn't know how to cook. He's also not a fan of the food I cook from my country of origins. Seeing him living off fast food motivated me to learn to cook his family's common meals. It took me a while to get it done properly, but now I can cook an entire list of his favorite meals. He praises my cooking and encourages me to learn more. While we were eating dinner at his parents' house, I had to excuse myself to go wash my hands after I was done. I left the table and my husband was still eating. As I was making my way back, I heard his dad tell him to take it easy because he was eating a lot. He then asked my husband if I cook for him and if he eats well at home. My husband said that I do cook for him, but the food I make can only be fed to pigs, not humans. I was hurt and so offended. I showed up in front of him and told him I will no longer be cooking for him after his comment. He was turning in his seat as I walked right past him, took my purse and said I was headed home. He got back later saying it wasn't like that and that even if it was, then I should be happy he still eats my food when it's still not perfect yet. He said he was trying to protect my feelings and I hurt him when I said I won't cook anymore. Edit. I'm sorry, I posted this, then went out. I read only a few comments and felt hesitant to respond, but now I'm overwhelmed. I just wanted to let you, those of you who are interested in more details, that my husband is staying with his dad right now because I didn't cook. He said he thought I overreacted. What? And I wasn't actually going to basically starve him by going through with my threat. I told him he could stay there all he wants after he said he won't be back, till I go back to cooking, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. He can stay there. No pressure. Oh my word. Hey guys, come check out this cheeky bastard. And I gotta say, you had me at the very first sentence when it said, my husband doesn't know how to cook. Yet, it went, he praises my cooking and encourages me to learn more. Why can't he learn how to cook at the same time? I mean, come on now. And of course you're going to be hurt and offended that he's saying your food is only suitable for pigs. Which, you know, is quite apt, seeing he's the one that's eating the food. Oh, Mark, you sassy bastard. But to be honest, I gotta say, I love the way that you handled it. You know, he went and moved out and he said, I'm not coming back until you start cooking again. You're like, yeah, fine. You just stay out. Just leave him there. But Angel Love says, not the arsehole. Fuck that noise. I would never cook for him ever again. Clay says, not the arsehole, and quotes, the food I make can only be fed to pigs. And quotes again saying, he said he was trying to protect my feelings. And then says, these two sentences are not compatible. He can cook his own food. Like a Hike says, not the arsehole, he doesn't deserve your cooking, or give him the potato peels, like you would a pig. Pom de Sang says, guess no one ever taught him the phrase, don't bite the hand that feeds you, not the arsehole. And then Suspended Animation says, a pig is what I've been feeding this whole time, not the arsehole. Then lots of people said, don't liken pigs to this guy because, you know, he's an arsehole, pigs are not. Agreed. But anyway, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. Go on, there was another food-based one right below that. This one comes from Georgiatown11, who says, am I the arsehole for showing my husband proof that his mum offered to bring him a steak dish to the hospital? My husband was in a car accident last week. He was staying at the hospital for his broken leg. Only me and his mum were there. His mum and I don't get along at all. He tells me I'm overreacting or paranoid whenever I point out she's mistreating me. He complained about hospital food, saying it had no taste, and asked me to make his favourite meal, which is a steak dish, and bring it to him at the hospital, noting that steak isn't cheap where we live and I didn't have enough time to prepare it. I told him I would see what I can do, and then his mum said if I'm truly a supportive wife, then I'll make it happen. Once we went outside his room, his mum's tone changed. She suddenly seemed nice and said that she could see how exhausted I was and so I should go home and not to worry about the steak dish because she said she'd make it for him. I asked if she was 100% sure and she said absolutely. The next visit I showed up and my husband asked why I didn't bring the steak dish he asked for. I saw his mum there, I told him his mum offered to make it for him instead and told me not to worry about it. He didn't believe and was like, mum said that. I'm not buying it. Mum, you really said that? Her reaction shocked me. She acted confused and said that I'm his wife and she didn't know why I'd expect her to perform my duties for me. I was confused and didn't know what to do. My husband seemed upset the entire visit and I waited till his mum left to talk. I swore to him that his mum said she'd take care of it, but he said he didn't believe me. I pulled my phone out, called his mum and put her on speaker so he could hear the conversation. I said, didn't you say you'd make the steak dish and that I didn't have to worry about it? She replied, I did, but I obviously wasn't going to do it. I was just trying to help my son see how his wife is during the rough times and you took the bait. My husband raised his eyebrows. He got pissed. He called her later and picked a fight, then said no more visiting. She lost it, called me petty and manipulative and blasted me on Facebook, saying I stopped her from seeing her son. Only because I couldn't get her to do things for me like cooking for my own husband. Now his family are criticizing me for this. Now, I know, this is going to be an absolute not the arsehole situation. She's the one that's totally manipulated the situation after saying that you manipulated it. This is one hell of a toxic person. And it'd be really fascinating to know what else has gone behind the scenes. This isn't the first time this happened. She's clearly been planning and manipulating in the past as well. So it'd be very, very interesting to know what else has gone on. And of course, I'm sorry OP's going through it, but shall we start then, says not the arsehole. She called you manipulative. To be honest, he doesn't sound ideal. I'm sure he can cope with hospital food for a few days. Also bring a steak dish. It would be cold and a mess to eat. Just bring him a pizza or something. saying that she set you a surrendered wife test and got angry when her precious son caught her red-handed. If you don't have children already, I suggest you move as far away as you can. She will make your life hell. You are clearly, in her eyes, a deficient wife. Next, you'll be a deficient mother. Yeah, and what is with the steak? Would anyone else here, would you like a cold steak delivered to you at the hospital? I mean, maybe so, because, you know, hospital food is generally rubbish in most places. And I could maybe understand cold pizza. I could maybe understand, you know, a cold curry or something like that. But a cold steak? Let me know your thoughts on that one. But Maya says not the arsehole, but even though the mother-in-law is horrible, hope you recognize that your husband is a major arsehole too. Edit. Yes, it's good he changed his tone. As someone who has been through and out of this type of marriage, a changed tone doesn't always mean he'll change his stance and start believing you over the mother-in-law. My stance is absolutely biased for that reason. But just having to live through feeling alone in your marriage because your spouse doesn't trust you makes the guy an arsehole up to this point, regardless of how he proceeds. Also, it's not about the steak dinner, lol. Sometimes you do just be craving stuff in the hospital, and as long as the staff says okay and you're not under any special restriction, then it's cool. Sledge313 says not the arsehole. This is classic narcissistic behavior on his mother. Why is your husband angry at you for not bringing a steak? He's in the hospital. Hospital food is bland by design. I've had some great hospital food the few times I've had it. It is about expectations. Is he even allowed to have outside food? Exposing your mother-in-law is epic and was needed. If anyone criticizes you, explain what happened and be done with it. I would also have a long talk with your husband about his behavior. McMurr says, I am more concerned your husband told you he didn't believe your version of events. He doesn't know how his mother is. You are his wife. Has she caused other problems in your marriage? Be sure to show him what she is putting on Facebook. Tell the other family to butt out. To which you can't be for real replies to that saying, and quotes, didn't believe your version of events, and then says repeatedly, for God knows how long. This is the most egregious part of the whole story, in my opinion. Having the one person who's supposed to have your back and be on your side repeatedly either call you a liar or dismissive or trivialize your feelings and experiences can be tremendously damaging mentally and emotionally. This is the kind of thing which causes people to make posts on here, asking if they overreacted or are the assholes, when to most commenters the answer is immediately obvious. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? If you found yourself in OP's position, put yourself in OP's shoes, how would you react to it? Would you dip out of this relationship? Is it that far? Or is there another way to handle it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, as always, a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the channel, listening to the stories on the daily, doing the playlist, getting involved on Twitter. Everything you do is absolutely amazing. The podcast as well. Thank you so, so much. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.